Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about you being here with us today. That'll be Kevin Vaughn here with you. If you're listening to this live, if you're listening to this later, ladies and gentlemen, you better thank God for being here today. Let's give God a hand clap of praise before we get started. Yeah. Yes. We can't thank him enough, ladies and gentlemen. We can't thank God enough. A lot is going on the planet, and we need prayer, ladies and gentlemen. We need prayer. We need God. We need Holy Spirit. We need Jesus right now. We need him. We need him. Amen. God bless you this morning. God bless you. This is the BF Shortly, ladies and gentlemen. For prayer, I wanted to give you some information here real quick. Our number, call-in number, 347-843-4559 if you need prayer this morning or like to call in and just listen. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. And we always want to make sure you have a chance to pray or ask for prayer this morning as well in Jesus' mighty name. Also, too late, Joe, our scripture today will be Psalms 37, verses 3 through 11. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 11. I will be reading that shortly. So we thank God for you today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. We thank God for the word coming up. The word is coming up. Prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you for joining. Amen, amen. I'm going to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 37, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read 3 through 11. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light and thy judgment as noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in the wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Amen. Let's stop right there and give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that word right there. Thank you, Father, for the word right there. Woo! Yes, yes. Amen. For yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall be not. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalm 37, verses 3 through 11. 11, I love it. Thank you, Father. Amen. Nothing like the word, folks. Nothing like the word. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to open up the mic for Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day that you have allowed us to wake up. Lord, we thank you for health, life, and strength. We thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. And Father God, we thank you for your word, because you watch it over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, we thank you this morning, your words, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we honor your word this morning. We decree and declare that your word will last and stand forever. Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, Father. We thank you this morning, God, that your word, Father, we stand and we decree and declare that it is already done according to your word. And your words say, God, if my people, which you call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then they will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. Father, we thank you this morning. We pray for our nation this morning, that God, that we need as never before. We need your direction. God, keep us under your blood. God, keep us covered, Father. God, we pray for protection of the minds of men and women everywhere, boys and girls. Why, we pray for minds of healing, God, in the name of the price on Calvary, that we can. You was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. But with your stripes, we are healed. God, we thank you for healing this morning. We pray for that individual that is sick this morning. We pray, God, against mental illness. God, we pray that you heal them. God, you will heal and deliver and set free. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray, God, that you direct, you order our steps according to your word. Lord, we pray this morning, God, that you heal those that are sick and in the hospital this morning. God, we ask you for your deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory and honor, God. We thank you for your protection. Father God, we pray for families this morning, God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will strengthen families, God, that you will encourage family this morning, God, that you will reunite families this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus for protection. We pray against violence, God. We pray against murder. God, we pray against teen violence, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to cover the young people, God. God, we ask you to protect their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your miracle working power. We thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you for your healing, God. We pray to God that you're healing that individual this morning. You are delivering them. You are setting them free even now. God, we thank you, God. You paid the price on Calvary, God, that we can be whole again, God. We thank you. We honor your word this morning. We decree and declare that your word will not turn to you, boy, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. We pray, Lord, this morning, God, that you will move in a great and mighty way in the spiritual realm, God. We ask you to heal, God, to the utmost, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for comfort. God, we pray for joy of the Lord is in the name of Jesus. We pray for that person, that the homeless this morning, that person that don't have food to eat, that person that, God, oh Lord, we ask for mercy, we ask for grace, and God, we ask you to bless in a mighty way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on that individual this morning, that family this morning, God. We ask you to bless them, God, and we ask you to look on those people that have lost their job, people that are lost. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to replay, re-restore, God, in the name of Jesus, replenish, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory for it today. We thank you, God, that you're opening doors, God, and you're providing jobs for those that are having jobs, God. We pray, God, that you will supply all needs to your riches and glory. We thank you, Lord. Your word said the steps of a good man are ordered by you. We pray, God, as you order our steps, you pray. And we pray for the protection of the. We ask you strengthen, you encourage, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for a move of God this morning. We pray, God, that God, that you will heal that individual even now. That person that may have cancer, that individual may have sugar diabetes this morning, that person that have high blood pressure, God, we know that you are a heart regulator. We pray for that individual that have a heart problem this morning. God, we pray, God, for Pastor Samuel, God, as you heal his body totally, completely, God. You are all knowing. There's nothing too hard for you. And not only Pastor Samuel, God, we pray for all of those that have been afflicted by the enemy of God. We pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you will strengthen, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the joy of the Lord is our strength. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to have your way. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for all that you have allowed us to receive. And Father, we give you glory, God. You said, God, your word, the kingdom of God suffer violent. Violent must be taken by force. And Father, we pray this morning to God that you will move in a great way. We ask you, O Heavenly Father, God, as you strengthen that mother this morning, God, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, God. We pray for families. Father God, you are all known. You know all things, God. You know what is state of need of. You know every situation about everyone, God. And we ask you to be merciful, O Heavenly Father. God, we ask you to move this morning for that child that's on the ventilator. We ask for that individual that's on the ventilator. God, we ask for your healing this morning. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, as you continue to move greatly. You continue to heal. As you continue to deliver. As you continue to set free, we forever give you praise and glory. Lord, you be glorified, God, that no evil, God, that your word will be everlasting, that your word will move in a greater way, your word will move powerfully in the earth realm. And day in these hours that we live, even during the pandemic, God, that you have blessed us in such a great way, that you have healed and you have delivered and you have set free. Father, we thank you for your protection, God. We thank you for your word. We give you glory and honor. We pray for that individual this morning, God. Like the hope is gone, we pray, God, that you will strengthen them, that you will encourage their heart. Lord, let them know it's not too late. Let them know it's not over, God, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, we thank you that you are going to deliver them. We thank you that you are going to heal them. We thank you, God, that you are going to provide in such a way, God, that we'll give you glory for it in advance. We'll give you glory for the miracles that's already taken, for healing the body, God, for the deliverance of the soul, God. We thank you. We pray for that man, that mom, that individual this morning that don't know you, Lord. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to know you as the Lord and Savior. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for that man incarcerated unfairly, unjustly. We pray, God, for their deliverance. God, we pray that I'm free, God. Soon and very soon, the doors are coming for home. God, in the name of Jesus, and restore everything that the caterpillar, the cankerworm has taken away. Restore it, God, 100-fold. And we give you glory for it. We thank you, Lord, for that individual, God, that this morning, God, that their dream will come to pass, God. We thank you, God, that their vision will come to pass, Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this miracle in such a great short time. We glory for it. We pray for power. God, in the name of Jesus, those that remain, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless their congregation, God. We ask you to praise God, pray for Pastor Harris this morning, our son, God. You are a miracle worker. We know that you are a miracle worker. God, you said one can put 1,000, two can put 10. We pray for families that have loved ones sick mentally. We pray because, God, you are the same yesterday that you are today, God. We know that you are a man regulator. God, you let us know that through the word of God that the man came out of tomb, cutting himself. And God, he fell at your knees, and God, and you healed him. And God, you are the same God, even that individual today that dealing with illness, that day that dealing with sickness and disease. God, you are the same today. You was yesterday. You are the God that have power to deliver and set free. We thank you for your delivering power. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, We pray for the systems in this world be changed, God. Lord, we thank you the laws be changed, God, in the name of the Lord arrive. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them be before him as is driven away, drive them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the witch at the presence of Almighty God, but let the righteous be glad. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. And Father, we pray, God, for the body of Christ everywhere. We pray for your people, God. We pray that you strengthen that mother this morning. We pray that you, God, provide as never before. We thank you for all a blessing, God. You promised, God, that we could be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, you promised, God, that we abide in you and your word abide in us. We should ask for anything, and it shall be done. We thank you, God, as you bless the body of Christ naturally this morning, as you bless them financially this morning. We thank you as you bless each and individual, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them creative minds, God. Give them creative dreams and vision, God. God, that they will open their, you will open a door, God. You will open a door that cannot be closed. So we thank you for all that you all of your blessings. We thank you for all of your blessings. And God, we will that you have called us to be due. God, and we thank you. We pray for that child this morning that's going to college. We pray for that individual on the way grade in school, God. We pray for their protection. We pray, God, you protect their minds of that little child, that individual this morning. We pray as you protect their bodies, God, and you protect them from evil, God, of this world, this world. We pray for their protection and their safety, oh, Father. We pray, God, even on their job, God, that you are able to make the crooked places straight. And, Father, we pray this forever give you glory and honor. And God, we thank you, and we'll forever give you glory for all that you are doing even now. In every prayer request, God, that people have sent up for you, God, we pray, God, that you will work on their behalf. If God, God, pray on your behalf, on their behalf. We pray, God, and we stand in the gap for them for their healing and their deliverance, in their freedom, their peace of mind, God. We pray, God, that jobs will be open and opportunity. Those that are seeking jobs, God, those that look to be able to the job that they are designed. We thank you. We thank you, God, you bless them with home. We thank you that you will bless them financially as never before. And, Father, we thank you. Keep us in your care. Keep us meek and humble before you. Keep us right before you, Father. We need each and every day. We need every moment. And Father, we appreciate you for all that you've already done. And we forever give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you're on the go. This prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for our families, prayed for you and me, prayed for our families, ladies and gentlemen, prayed for our neighbors, prayed for our city, county, our state, and, of course, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and prayed for people all around the world. We thank God for this wonderful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer changes things. Yes, 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 yes. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer today. I don't care what religion you are. Everybody needs to pray to the Lord today for help us, to help us. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. You got to pray for each other. You got to pray for others that we don't know. And the Word of God says we must pray for our enemies as well. So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for Bishop. And we thank God for the opportunity to be here today in Jesus' name, Lord. Yes, yes, we can't praise him enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot praise him enough. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to turn this back, beautiful day back over to Bishop in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Elder Kevin, thank God. We thank God this morning for each of you as we pray and knowing God is going to work on your behalf. We pray especially for those that are homeless this day. We pray especially for those that are dealing with not having enough. We pray a special prayer for those that, God, that you are able to turn their situations around. And Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that's somebody's mother, that's somebody's son and daughter, that's somebody's husband out there. But God, we know that you are able. You are able to keep us from falling. Father, we thank you this morning. And we pray, God, that you would keep us in your perfect will. And God, we continue to pray for those all over this world, God. We pray for those in Africa, especially, God. God, we pray for those families in Florida for the building collapse and so many lives were lost. We pray as you comfort each one of those families, as you comfort them. And Father, we give you glory for all that you are doing. This is the day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Keep us in your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Bless you as well, sir, and the family today. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We cannot give God enough praise today. We cannot give him enough. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We thank God for Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. King Shaw and the family. And we thank God for you today as well, ladies and gentlemen. God is so awesome. There is a God in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. He sent his son, ladies and gentlemen. And the son released the Holy Spirit to us this day that we may serve and love and protect and help him. Yes, yes. Spread the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the gospel. Yes, yes, yes. For those who believe, you must continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. And believe God for miracles, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop always tells us. Believe God for miracles, ladies and gentlemen, because there's nothing with the word. And stand on the word each and every day. Stand on the word every day, every hour. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a great day today, some parts of the world are already, Saturday, Sunday morning already over there. So if it's Sunday or Saturday or late in the Saturday, morning, noon, or night, we just want you to enjoy your wonderful day today. So we trust that you all is well. Also, too, please, ladies and gentlemen, tell somebody in your family how much you love them and how much you care for them as well, and enjoy each other today. Always remember to out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just going to leave you with a quick song from Pastor Alfonso Bowen. He is, his song is I Will Trust in the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, that's it. If I was to sum up everything, you need to just trust in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
I will trust in the Lord.
to hear my grandmama say, who is going down in the grave with me? Who is going down in the grave? Oh, who's going down in the grave with me? When I
know how much you love them and your family today. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop.